It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Ongoing problems at the scandal-plagued State Department of Corrections are prompting a trio of Senate Republicans to introduce a package of sweeping reforms. Senator Mike Patton details some of the issues and solutions.
Well, the Department of Corrections' most recent problems are the situation up at Monroe Reformatory, where there have been deaths due to improper medical care for some of the folks that are housed there that have been convicted of crimes, some of the prisoners. Just inexcusable things that are going to cause the state a lot of money in tort claims. There have been a number of deaths, including one recently who didn't get his treatment for cancer, despite repeated requests. And at one point, they said, well, you hadn't filled out the paperwork right. So that's very troubling. Senator Wagner has a bill to deal with some of that I believe will get a hearing in Human Services and Correction. Senator Oban and I also have bills. The one I have emphasizes public safety as the number one requirement, which I believe DOC has lost track of. And anyway, we need to put it in statute to make sure it's clear. It also asks them to try to work harder to serve some of the warrants that are out there when they're people they supervise don't follow the restrictions that are on them. And unfortunately, the numbers have grown. We had hearings in the past with law enforcement. I mean, so often you hear of some horrible criminal and they say, well, he's picked up on a DOC warrant. So we heard from prosecutors and from police chiefs, sheriffs, personnel. So that's a major problem where DOC has failed. I mean, there's a whole litany of things. You go back to the hunger strikes, where I actually agreed with the prisoners. They weren't giving them their hot oatmeal after all these years, and they're giving them some prepackaged breakfast that's sent from Airway Heights to all the prisons in the state that tasted like cardboard. Well, we're not there to make life easy for prisoners, but on the other hand, I don't think oatmeal is too much to ask. It doesn't cost much, and they were used to having it, having a hot cereal in the morning. Anyway, that's one small thing. We still have a big dispute in their policy of trying to force the prison guards not to use the term offender. In statute, it says offender. So they've been shucking and jiving, bobbing and weaving for the last 3 or 4 years on this issue and saying, well, nobody's going to get in trouble if they use the term offender, but then pressuring through administrative ways the guards from using the term offender. So they use the term offender and some prisoners say, you can't call me that. I'm an incarcerated individual. Well, then that can escalate into arguments and worse. So it's a trust issue. It's a respect issue for the guards. And it just is disingenuous of the department not to deal with it directly. If they want to make that change, come to the legislature and propose a bill to get rid of the term offender, which I don't think is a bad term. I think this is political correctness run amok. So, I mean, that's a problem. They continue to, I believe, still have problems on determining the right time for people to be released. And there have been, of course, the horrible consequences when we had the investigation in 2016, 3,000 prisoners released early, 2 deaths and a number of other crimes caused by people that should have been in prison. Again, huge liability to the state in the form of tort claims and lawsuits. So that has been a problem. Well, I commend the new ombudsperson. She still has restrictions in the sense she works under the governor's office, and the governor is in charge, is where the buck stops, on DOC. So she's not as free as she should be. She should be independent and maybe have a nonprofit or something oversee her activities. But I think she's done some good work, and she's pointed out some of the problems up in Monroe and other things. I mean, there's other issues with medical treatment for prisoners throughout the whole system. But I think that's there. I think the whistleblower statute needs to be protected, and we need to be able to have employees call in and let legislators or others know that there's a problem or report something and not have retaliation. We had a case out of Spokane where, as part of the settlement, the state insisted that the person never work for DOC again. Well, what kind of message does that send for somebody else who may want to report some wrongdoing and be a whistleblower? It sends a message that, yeah, well, you might lose your job if you do that. So all these things, and while the new head of DOC, Mr. Sinclair, is trying, there is a history of problems and problems and problems, some of which he's inherited, but nonetheless, they're there, and they don't seem to get corrected. Really, the buck stops with the governor, who has not, I believe, taken enough of a personal interest. So he bemoans these deaths up in Monroe, but why did the people he appoint not even follow their own qualifications for the medical director? And the person didn't even meet those qualifications, and then this happened, and who is supervising all this, and who's looking into it? And ultimately, it's the governor. I mean, we go all the way back to when Bernie Warner was head of DOC, and he was off trotting around Europe and other places trying to find out the latest risk assessment tool, the theories on it from European folks, and not paying attention to the day-to-day operations of this. We just had a friend of mine, they reissued the book he wrote, Concrete Mama, and it went back to the times when the prison gangs were running the prison at Walla Walla. So, I mean, it's a difficult job, folks that are there, the number of gangs, a lot of things they have to be concerned with. The guards are in harm's way with their daily work. I don't think they get enough respect from the administration, and there just needs to be better management of DOC.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.